This is Easton Zett. I am back with Bang the Burn with the Busco Bandit. And I'll let my dad answer.
This is Mike Zent. This is going to be episode 2. We're here at the Men's Den in Fort Wayne with Jason and Tina. Jason's the owner and Tina's the manager here. And Tina's always one that gets on Easton's hair and makes it look so good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Great. Great. You got some questions you bring up for them there here, Easton?
This is for really both of you. Why do you sponsor a microsprint?
Well, Easton, really this is all kind of new in terms of the sponsorship for the microsprint, but we do it because we want to be able to support you. You've been with us for a very, very long time, and I know that our staff all thinks very, very highly of you. And the type of young man that you are and the person that you're growing into be. So it's very important for us to be able to give back and support those that are local and special for us too.
Oh, absolutely. Easton, I had the privilege of cutting your hair, I think, when you were 4. And we always had a connection. And I briefly left for a little while due to health stuff. And I came back and you sat in my chair and I said, "Hey, Easton, I missed you." And you said, "I missed you too, Tina." So I want to tell you that you made an impact on my life when I first was doing, at this other location, when I was doing your hair. And you're just very polite and very amazing. And I've had the privilege of watching you grow. And it is a privilege to be a part of this and to be a part of you and a big supporter of you. Because just watching you grow, it's been very rewarding, and I'll continue to be a big supporter and a big fan of yours.
Thank you. And actually, I don't have anything to add to that. Dad.
I really appreciate everything you guys have done for our race team over the years. We're just a small family team, and we know that we wouldn't be where we are with Easton without the support of everybody else. And the one thing we try to do with a lot of our sponsors is give back and show our appreciation, whether it be gifts, whether it's just a random phone call here or there, "Hey, this is how we're doing." We've always tried to treat our sponsors like family, because this is a family racing organization we're running here.
Yeah, at the end of the year, we usually throw a... or at the beginning of the race season, usually about a month before race season starts. I mean, this year it'll be about a month, but we usually, before that or at that party, usually give away give to all our sponsors a gift for the year. This year we gave them, we gave them a plaque that had their name on it. That had their, not their name, but their company business name. Yeah, their company name. And it just said, "Thanks, we really appreciate it for all the support in 2020, or 2019.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What else you got here, buddy?
And then, this is for, yeah, you can answer on this one. When you first came on board, did you and your company think that this was going to go anywhere?
Oh, absolutely. I think for the aforementioned reasons and what we just said, Tina and I have these conversations all the time, you can spot talent a mile away, and you definitely fit the bill on that, Easton. So, again, for us, it's really important for our organization to be entrenched in the community, and through this sponsorship, it's almost what you could say is kind of double special for us, because not only do we get a chance to kind of give back, but we also get the chance to sit and watch you grow, as Tina just said. So, it's really been an amazing thing, our partnership through the years.
I the only thing that I'd really like to add, of course, I knew it was going to go somewhere. You have two amazing parents, and the respect that you have wherever you go, it's like you're an adult in a little sized body sometimes. And you're very appreciative. And yes, I did see, because you are focused. You are focused in a lot of things. And I got to see that briefly. I had gotten to see that briefly just sitting in my chair in our conversations. And so, yes, I did see it going somewhere. And I see it going further. I see it going further because it's a passion of yours. And I think we talked a long time ago. And I don't know if you remember the conversation. But you said, you know, when I really like something, I give it my all. And you said that. I think you were probably four and a half, five.
Yeah.
And then we talked briefly about what was going on in school that day. But I think wherever your passion is, with the love and the support that you have, with the people that surround you, your parents, us, yes, I did see it going for far.
I think it's kind of funny, over the years, getting our hair cut here, I've always enjoyed sitting in your chair too, but if it comes down to, if we're on a tight schedule, Easton, the first thing he always says is, I get Tina, you get whoever's left. It's first dibs. So I know you guys have built that connection over the years. It's pretty unique.
Yeah. I also have, was opening your store hard, or was it easier than your old business?
Oh, well, it's...
Yeah, and that one really is for Jason.
Oh, I've been with them every step of the way.
Yeah, none of this would be possible without my partner in crime team here. But, I think it was easier and harder than what we thought, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah.
We certainly have experience in this industry in opening companies. But you can take it to the bank that there's always going to be surprises along the way. And, gosh, we definitely had a lot of those. But, it was, you know, the one thing it was, too, is it was a lot of fun. And amongst the challenges or the obstacles that presented itself, we obviously were able to persevere and get through it because we're effective communicators, and that's one of my hot buttons. It will always get you from point A to B in life, is your ability to communicate. So, you know, it was definitely challenging, but I will also tell you this, it's been one of the most rewarding experiences that I've had or had the opportunity, since I've been really quote-unquote working. So all of the nuggets that I've learned, and just you sit back sometimes and you just look at how far you've come, and really you have the opportunity to do that because of the good people that you put around you, the two of you included. So, you know, we're very thankful for all of our loyal patrons and our customers that believed enough in us to go on this journey with us.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel this is a very unique, this ain't your just walk in, get a haircut, and leave type of experience here. It's really open door, and you guys offer all kinds of other different options here other than just haircuts. You want to?
Sure. So what we had in mind was, since we came from a franchise where it was basically burning and turning the chair, you know, the franchise was really pushing to do haircuts, and when you just haircuts, really, but when you
haircuts have, and like a shampoo and
yes. So when you have clients that are actually looking for services that to feed into their health and their well-being, and they're talking to us about it, it only made sense to break the chains of a franchise, being held down and being limited, and not being able to cater to the individual client. That's when we decided that we needed to come out and really, really listen to the community, listen to the clients, and telling, you know, what the feedback was and what they needed. So not only do you do get taken care of with your image, your hair, but you also get taken care of with the health. We have hand and foot therapy for those that are on their feet all day. A lot of fellows are like, I'm not going to go get a pedicure. Well, it's much more than that. You know, you want to take care of your feet because your feet take you everywhere. We have body exfoliation services, which is great. The benefits of that is, I mean, your skin is your largest organ. You want to take care of your skin. But the other benefits to that is your lymphatic system and your circulatory system. Then we do have waxing services. Waxing services from the head all the way down. We want to create an environment where people could come and feel very comfortable, especially fellas. Wanted to be in their element.
I know me being kind of the macho guy that I am, I never believed in waxing. And also being a guinea pig to you guys, I've sat in the chair and I've let you pull some nostril hairs. It hurt at first, but I'm telling you what, when I walk out of here, I breathe better than I ever breathed before.
For sure.
But that's what a lot of people nowadays, they don't think men enjoy that kind of stuff, but man, when you experience it, the effects of what you guys do, in the end of the day, it does make a difference.
Oh, absolutely. So that's why it's Men's Den, Inc., Fine Salon, and Spa for Gentlemen.
Right. What else you got here, Easton?
I have, what sparked you to open your own business?
Freedom? No.
Yeah. Well, I worked in medical sales for almost 17 years, and I got to experience a lot of really unique experiences, and I got to be a part of a lot of really amazing learning experiences, all the way from being in operating rooms and sitting in doctor's offices and having the opportunity to speak with some of the most educated people around. Was really, really a cool thing. What I didn't like about it was, is oftentimes the culture of the companies that I work for was very poor. It was just not a positive working environment. And, you know, a long time ago, it's always been a goal of mine to be able to open a company. And I always swore to myself if I did that the culture here for our teammates would be the number one priority, so that they didn't ever really have to experience some of the things that I had to experience in the past. So that was basically a very big driver of it, you know, and I feel like we provide that here at Men's Den. But the awesome part about it is that I feel like when that platform is laid, that everybody, myself included, has the opportunity to learn from each other because of the platform that's there.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason couldn't say culture enough. The big thing is like, when you are good at work, you're good at home. And when you're good at home, you're good at work. And we try to create that environment and that consistency. And then not only that, and then when we are good here at work, we're good for you.
Yes.
And so, yeah. You know how, I don't know how many times people say whatever you're going through in life, you have to leave it at the front door. But sometimes you do need a work family. I mean, you, Easton, I'm sure some of the times that when your car breaks down and you're going cuckoo crazy, if you have a bad attitude, it's going to make the
process longer.
It does make it longer. It does. But the thing is we're in the service industry, and we're here to serve. And I hope that everyone that comes through these doors can experience the culture and experience the dedication that we have, not only to them, but also to each other as being a great team.
It's funny, the more we talk, the one main word that comes up is family. I mean, that's just, it's, family is the most important thing, whether it's here, home, you got a work family, you got a home family, the racetrack, the racing world, we got a race family.
Yeah.
It's all one big family. Everybody's there to support everybody. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the funny thing is, you've probably already heard family about 3 times, and you're going to hear it about 10 more. All right. And I have another question is, do you want to tell, or can you tell us about your new product line?
Yes, absolutely. Our product line is Speakeasy Brand, and we have, well, Jay, I'll let you touch base on it, and I'll take over.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Tina and I have been working on this together for the last year and a half to get it just perfect, to the point where, you know, it's going to be just perfect for our clients. We have right now everything available from hair care products to complete beard care line. And the exciting part about it is that there's so many avenues for it to grow. So what I mean by that is it's a world-class hair and beard care product. But it also has something that's very unique in terms of pheromone infusion. So it's really the first of its kind to go onto the market in that point. Right now, really until the middle of the summer, it will be exclusive to Men's Den Inc. located here at 939 East DuPont Road. Then in the summertime, we'll have it available online. It's
awesome.
It'll be www.speakeasybrand.com. You can follow us on our Facebook page. You can follow us on Instagram, which you can actually purchase it through those channels as well.
Now, this is a question we had. We came in here just the other day, and Easton experienced some of the new products. Wife loved them. Is this ever going to be a product that will maybe ever hit the brick and mortar stores, or is this going to be solely just an online Men's Den Inc. Product?
You know, that's a good question, and I think that's part of the excitement for it. We really don't know kind of what that is. I think that Tina and I definitely have a vision of what we anticipate Speakeasy Brand to become, but also really the really cool part about it is how Men's Den and Speakeasy Brand can really leverage each other to help them both grow.
Yeah, absolutely. As they are two separate companies.
Correct.
So Jay and I are business partners in the Speakeasy Brand. Many years ago, I've been doing hair, this year will be 29 years.
Wow.
And many years ago, it was about 1992, I did a work study. And I had gotten the ability to work under somebody who was very well known in the industry. And they came out with a product line. And I said, you know, one day I'm going to have my own. And one day I will. And I get the response, I'm sure you are, Miss Tina. However, right now you're on my clock. And so, you know, dreams can come true. And visions. And even though you lose your way, you can still, as long as you have that dream and that ability, there's people, special people in your life that can take you where you need to go. And I think, Easton, when you talk about having your sponsorships, they're doing that for you. You know, I'm fortunate enough that Jason came into my life and we're able to do this project for us together. And I think that if you always remember where you come from and the people who help you along the way, you can always get that much further. But always be thankful and grateful for the opportunities. And sometimes things don't look like they're opportunities until you get through them. And then eventually the opportunity does present itself.
What do you got anything to say on that, Easton? It's kind of the same thing, yeah. Tina went through is what you're going through. You're chasing your dreams. Right now, Jason's kind of tagging in there, and he's helping fulfill your dreams with the racing. I think, from what I see, Jason's got an eye for talent. He found Tina. He knew she had this dream, this passion, and he followed her. And I believe he sees that same in you. And let's hope that our dreams go as far as Tina's did.
You know, I'll say this real quick in closing. Anything is possible. You just have to be willing to sacrifice and grind. And sometimes that is very uncomfortable to do.
Yeah,
you feel like you miss out on things, and you may not get to see your friends as much, or you might not be around your family as much, and you kind of feel alone.
Yes.
And then the craziest thing happens is all that sacrifice and all this grind blooms into this beautiful, wonderful thing. Yeah. And you get the opportunity to sit and look back on what everyone accomplished together and who had an opportunity to contribute to that along the way, and what relationships developed and how things all came together. And it is more rewarding than anything that you'll, personally for me, than anything that I was able to experience without doing it. So
it's funny you say, you know, you miss out on a lot of things. Most of our family members know no weddings during the summer, and especially on a Saturday, we can't attend. And that, you know, you do miss out on a lot of things like that. Easton's, you know, he's got friends obviously at school.
Oh yeah.
There's times that we miss out on, you know, birthday parties with his friends and stuff like that. But it's like you said, it's the sacrifice that he's willing to make to chase his dream, and then one day maybe he makes it big, and instead of going to their birthday parties, he's throwing that birthday party for them. So
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
I think when you go through the challenging times and all of that, it weeds out the people that are the most important.
Yeah.
You know, the people who will support you along the way. And it doesn't mean that they are bad people.
Just no.
Sometimes they're not the right fit for you at that time.
Right. And we've done that through the years. We've had people come in and out of our lives, and every one of them has meant something. Would you agree with that, Easton?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They've all helped in one way or another, and then either we split ways, they go their way, they're following another dream, and we continue on ours, but it doesn't mean that we can't still be friends, or we can't.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can't still make contact with each other.
Yeah. And then also, what do you guys think it separates Men's Den from other, how would I put this, Dad?
Just for, like she called it, cut and burn haircut.
Yeah.
Burn and turn in the chair. Yes.
I think the first thing is one of the things that we really try to focus on here is our level of customer service. Not only customer service, but customer engagement, which is relationships, absolutely. Yes. So, you know, I think, you know, hopefully people recognize when they step foot in that they're going to get the best service in the area, and hopefully the best service in the industry.
Absolutely.
And that's for sure. That is for sure.
You know, and as Tina talked about earlier, we have a whole slew of services for, you know, our gentlemen to come in a professional private environment where they can feel good about themselves. And a lot of these national or local franchises really offer these products, so it makes it very, very unique for us. And then by the time you add in our Speakeasy brand products on top of that, it just further differentiates us from some of those other salons or competition.
Yeah, so not only do we have the plethora of different services that we have, but a lot of it, too, I believe, is it always goes back to the relationship. It's communication. It's listening to to our clients' needs. You know, it's funny. I was talking to a gentleman earlier, and he said, Tina, I don't like when you call me a client. You're my friend. You know, you listen. You listen to a lot of things. Some things that are going on in my life, or you just let me be me. And we really, you know, we're in the image business, and it doesn't have to be about the dollar sign. I firmly believe that when you look good, you feel good, and when you feel good, you look good.
I've always kind of thought of this place as almost like a mom and pop shop, you know, just your local, but sent down and I've had phone conversations with Jason. This is more than just your regular mom and pop shop. It's a mom and pop shop with the intelligence and the know-how and to go further. You know, when you walk in the door, you feel like it's your neighborhood barbershop. You know, first question I'm always asked when I sit down in the chair was, how's your day? And it don't matter how bad their day is. They want to do whatever they can do to make your day better, even if it's for the 5-10 minutes you're in that chair. Or when I do the beer therapies, I'm there for quite a while. Yeah. So I do enjoy that.
I think how many years of experience do we have? A combined experience, 75 plus years of combined experience. And so we take very, I mean, we take pride in that. But we also are up to date on the latest trends, the latest technical techniques. We try to be on top of everything. And we love feedback from clients. You know, if there's a way that we could do something better, we will do our best to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really enjoy coming in here. How do you feel, Easton, when you come in the door? How do you feel?
I just feel like I'm the king.
And then he's got to go back home and realize he's barely a prince.
Now, this is really just about you guys. What are some outside hobbies that you have?
Go ahead, Jerry.
Oh, when we're not working and you know, getting everything ready, I'm a very avid water sports junkie. So in my younger days, I used to wakeboard, and that's kind of now turned into wake surfing and wake skating and water skiing on occasion. So, you know, those are some things that I like to do. But honestly, you know, my pure passion really is not only Men's Den, but it is our Speakeasy brand as well. And that really is crazy, because not only is it a quote-unquote job, but it is a quote-unquote hobby and very much a passion.
It's not a job if you're having fun doing it.
Exactly.
No matter how big the paycheck is at the end of the day, if you're having fun doing it, I was always told it's not a job.
You know, so
I have a job.
It's always, you know, for me, it's the best of both worlds, because, you know, those other things that I mentioned are, you know, fun things to do, but I have a lot of fun working, you know, on the companies and with Tina. And, you know, we have a lot of fun doing it together. So.
Yeah, I would definitely have to say the same. My banker once told me, he goes, Tina, every day's a holiday when you love your work. And that's so true. And it does feel like a hobby. I mean, it's every day I get to go get up and wake up and be around the people that I absolutely love. But as far as hobby goes, I like to draw. I get to say that it's kind of fun. I drew our logo for the Speakeasy brand and Men's Den Inc. But I do love the paintbrush, but not the kind that you're painting the walls and you're taking off. No, I'm not
a fan of those either.
That's chores.
That's chores.
But yes, I'm a grandma, and I have four children that range from the age of 29 all the way down to she'll be 7. So, and then a lot of beautiful grandchildren, but family time. And Jay is as much as my family as, you know, my own flesh and blood. I couldn't imagine my life without him. And the team that we have here, they've really catapulted us. That's one thing that we haven't really touched on is our team. This Speakeasy brand, the beauty of it is that not only did we get to come up with it together, Jay and I, however, we got the input from clients and from our team members to constructive criticism. This is what I'd like to see in it. So when we talk about family and we talk about getting far, a lot of it is the people around you that support you.
How long did it take you guys to like go through the processes of coming up with this product line?
Well, so
I know you guys didn't just wake up one morning and be like, we got conditioner and we're selling it today.
It is a process. Like I said, it's been something that's always been a part of me. But really, a lot of it is this isn't not something that you can order and you just put your label on it. The ingredients is ours. You know, finding the right chemistry and the chemist and gosh, Jay.
Yeah, you know, I think this industry's gained a lot of traction, And if you kind of dig into the analytics of it, you'll see that there's a lot of things that are kind of exploding now over the past 10 years. And I think what Tina's trying to say is that this isn't a situation where we're just slapping our label on something that another company can market differently. And we have put our blood, sweat, and tears into this really for the better part of a year and a half.
I've seen other beard oils out there.
Yeah.
I've tried other beard oils creams.
None's good for this.
Seem a lot the same. I could use, I'm not going to bust out brands here, but I've used multiple different brands, and I don't see a difference in it. But when you guys pulled out that beard wax the other day and the beard butter, I was like, man, this is, you could tell it was nothing like I'd seen before. It's not your typical run of the local drugstore hair product that you're buying. It's, you can tell it's something you guys put a lot of heart and soul into.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's really important to us is that obviously anything that we attach our name to, you better bet it's going to be top notch. And as
but Tina, you chose Easton.
Yeah. You know, and Tina brought it up just a second ago with our team. You know, one of the really, really cool parts of our team is how selfless they really are, because they recognize that every haircut or every service that goes out that door, that their name is attached to it too.
Right.
And that pride factor comes into it, and it's really exciting to see how it all fits together.
The part of that's so different with our product line, even if it were the same ingredients, we have to talk about fragrance.
Oh, yeah.
Fragrance is so important. And but not only that, when you smell good, you really want to smell good. That's where pheromones come in.
Right.
The science behind pheromones. I mean, we have pheromones. We emit pheromones. And somebody talks about chemistry. I've got this chemistry with this person.
Right.
A lot of times it's just much more than the emotional. It's scent.
Yes.
I mean, it's like when you go to mom's house and you walk in the door, or grandma's.
Meatloaf.
And then after 30 minutes, you're like, you don't smell it anymore, but you feel really good.
Right.
Pheromones.
That's because I've done ate it all. That's all it's going to take for me to demolish a plate of meatloaf.
Do you want to touch a little bit more on the pheromones?
It's really a big part of the Speakeasy brand, and what you'll see with these pheromones is you'll see a lot of growth in our brand line with the different pheromone mixtures that we have. So right now the pheromone blend that we actually have in our products is referred to as what would be called a social blend.
Okay.
So it's more of a kind of an icebreaker, happy type of a feeling that people get when they're in your presence. And, you know, it's important to note on here that just because you put this on is not going to make you the life of the party.
Oh,
you know, a lot of it.
Dang, I really it, was hoping. It, I thought I had my chance.
What's that for? What's
it? It enhances really who you are.
Yep.
And it makes those qualities about you greater than what
my wife was telling me. That Tina was telling her you guys got one to make like an alpha. Is there an alpha pheromone? Because she told me not to wear that to the racetrack. I've already got enough issues. We don't need no more aggression. But there is you guys got an alpha pheromone also.
We will. Our brand grows.
Okay.
We'll have a bunch of different surprises that'll be out there for our clients to
so
enjoy.
That was so. Kind of like a sneak peek there.
Yes. All right. Did that was just one. The wife told me when they introduce it, I'm going to let them know you cannot have any of that to take to the racetrack. That stays put.
But also being said, I mean, it is an additive. The best part about our products is that we really did want, when we wanted you to really register with another person, that you did smell good. But the cool thing about it is you get best of both worlds. You get a great product that does what it says it's going to do. You know, gives you the style that you need, but you get the added benefit of smelling good.
I think the neat thing about this is you go to the racetrack and nothing smells good. Now we got Easton. He's going to be going to the racetrack smelling good and looking good with the haircut.
No, what they'll do is they'll go and they'll smell the gas for a little while and they'll come and just sniff my hair.
Yeah, we really enjoy, you know, everything you guys done. This new product line, my wife was happy with it. I mean, first whiff of it, she told me, she's like, you need to call Tina and tell them they need to start working on candles. I want this around my bathtub all the time. So we can tell you guys put your heart and soul into it. Now, also, not step away from the product line, but there is other stuff you guys do in this community, not just for the racers or anything like that. We heard you give and do for the Invisible Vets locally here. You guys wanted to talk a little bit about what you guys also do for that, because you guys are a giving, open-armed business. I see that you're not just trying to grow your business name, but you're trying to grow the community in multiple different ways. If you guys want to go into detail on that a little bit.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. We do pair with Invisible Vets, which is a charitable organization. Jim Garrigan is the contact at Invisible Vets. And what he does is he aids homeless veterans and families that have suffered from veteran suicide. So it's definitely, an organization that hits home locally here in our Fort Wayne community. So we partner with Jim's organization, Invisible Vets, multiple times during the year. We're actually doing that the week of March 16th through the 21st of 2020, where we will have a customer appreciation event. So it's kind of a multifaceted week where we get the opportunity to thank our loyal customers for their patronage. But on top of that, we also have an opportunity to give back to Invisible Vets and as well as the Fort Wayne community. So on March 21st, we will actually cap the week off with an evening event from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. One of the activities that we actually have is a silent auction. And we have some really, really, really cool items that will be there. We have an electric guitar that is actually signed by all of the Beatles.
You wouldn't know who those are, Easton. We're not talking about the Bugs on the Floor. They got actual band members. Okay? Yeah.
We have autographed Star Wars memorabilia. We have autographed football helmets with seven Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Awesome.
We have an autographed picture of Michael Jackson. We have game day tickets to the Chicago White Sox. Nice. We have a lot of local businesses that have helped support us as well through their gift giving as well that we'll be able to auction off. So it's very, very important for us to be able to do that. Jim really has a saying, and he says when community comes together, great things happen. And I think that this is just a great example of that and what we're able to do. Of what we're able to do. And Tina, I'll let you go ahead and talk about what we do through the week.
Okay, so on Wednesdays we do have haircuts for police officers.
EMTs, is it EMTs also?
Yep, EMTs. So police officer, EMT, military, senior citizen, $10 haircuts.
Awesome. That's awesome that you guys give back to the community like that. A little bit more on the whole, are you guys doing things the whole week of your opening or the customer appreciation? Is there events going on every week or just the one night? Are you guys doing specials?
We'll have a salon and spa specials every day, Monday through that Saturday, with an evening event being capped off on the 21st.
Awesome. Awesome. I think it's neat that what you guys do for the Invisible Vets, it's a lot of people don't realize that we wouldn't be here doing what we do on our, you guys wouldn't be able to run your product line, have your product line,
yes,
have this store if it wasn't for these military men and women out there fighting for and giving back to us, you know, and helping us. So it's time that people, you know, open up and realize that, you know, this wasn't given to us for free. It was earned. And I appreciate that you guys are noticing that and giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
You got anything else, bud?
Mm-mm. I mean, if there's anything you guys want to say.
So, yes, we do encourage appointments because we do get booked up pretty fast.
You guys want to give your location so we know where we're at here?
Yep, we are located at 939 East DuPont Road, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46825. It's the first strip mall east of the corner of Coldwater and DuPont, right next to the Walgreens.
Our phone number is 260-739-7081, and our website is www.mensdeninc.com.
And I know you said appointments are recommended, but I do know that you guys will fit somebody in if they do walk in the door. With our busy schedule, there's been times that we can't set an appointment. We just show up on you guys by surprise. And I think we do that just to test you. See how well you're willing to fluctuate with us. But you guys will acknowledge, you know, if somebody walked in the door. And you guys have greeted everybody with an open hand, open hearts. You try to make it best for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. What we definitely do in that situation is we're very conscious of everyone's time. We just basically tell them if it's, you know, if we can get to them in 10 minutes and we can do that, then we will.
Right.
And if it's going to be 2 hours, then we tell them that too.
Right.
So that they can really plan out their day and maximize their time. You know, when we did this with Men's Den, we wanted appointments because, unlike some of our competitors, their clients can go there and literally burn 2 to 3 hours waiting.
Just sitting in the line.
And that's not what we wanted. We realize people are busy and have a lot of responsibilities in their life. We want them to be able to come in and enjoy the experience at Men's Den Inc. and then be able to go on and carry on with their life as well.
But it's not like you guys don't ever got anything good on the television. I like to come in here and just sit here. I get to watch SportsCenter here. I don't get to watch that at home. So this, I don't mind not setting an appointment. Yep. I can come in here and catch up on some sports news that I didn't get to catch up on at home. So I appreciate you guys taking your time and spending it with us. We really do appreciate everything you've done for Easton over the years. We hope this carries on for numerous years to come. And
you know what? I think it will. And, you know, we also owe you a thank you as well.
Yes,
you guys are an amazing family, and we've been blessed that you've chosen us to take us on this journey with you. You know, and we recognize that, and we're very, very proud to be able to sponsor Easton and to sponsor Zant Racing. You know, and Easton, you've got a really good thing going here. Everybody here is super proud of you.
Absolutely.
You know,
an honor to be part of it.
Keep grinding, keep working, and your dreams will come true. I can promise you that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
No.
Right on. We're going to wrap this episode up, and then hope to have this aired real soon here. If you guys going down the road need anything, you know, we're always here to help. And don't forget to stop in here and get you one of the nicest haircuts in town here at Men's Den Inc. And thanks again for your guys' time. We'll definitely be back soon.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
Yep.